Namaste, my dears. Thank you for joining me for episode 62 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with me, your host, Kelly Connor. Today we have a 20-minute level 2-3 class for you, focusing on how we may take different roles or take different shapes in this practice and in life, but how that does not necessarily define us at our core. I thank you so much for joining, and I do hope that you love this practice. To get in touch, please visit sunroseyoga.com. At the site, you can look at photos of the asanas featured in this practice, look at the show notes, see previous classes, and learn how to get in touch. Thank you so much. As always, I wish you all good things. Namaste. So we begin today by taking a beautiful seat toward the back of your mat. Allow yourself to simply occupy the space. Let the day roll off your shoulders, roll down your arms, roll off your fingertips, and roll off your hips. Come into your breath. Let each breath expand your body, fill the space, and let each breath out stay in that space. Continue to occupy that fullness of your being. Now, in today's practice, we may notice our bodies take many different shapes, many different postures, and yet our essence remains the same. So too in life, we may take different shapes. That is, we may perform different functions, different duties. We may feel as though we are different people at different times. And yet always our essence remains constant. Slowly bring the hands to the heart center. In Anjali Mudra, feel fingertips press against fingertips, palms press against palms, pressing your thumbs into your heart center, your Anahata Chakra, and feel your essence just bubbling up from within as you breathe in. Breathe out in gratitude for both your constant essence as well as your ever-changing shapes. Slowly release the hands. Walk the fingertips forward and roll to hands and knees, Chakravakasana. As you take a beautiful breath in, lengthen the spine. And with your breath out, curl the toes, let the hips float high toward the sky to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. And let this particular posture be fluid, be dynamic. Let it move and ripple with your breath. Move where you need to move, perhaps by bending knees, shaking the head, wiggling the hips, do what feels right. And as you begin to find some stability, some comfort, some steadfastness in the posture, feel yourself root more firmly in that space between the thumb and index finger. This is your anchor in the posture. And let that steadfastness grow up the arms into the shoulders as you feel your collarbones spread, feel the shoulder blades draw down the back. Feel the space between each vertebra. And then feel the backs of the legs growing more supple, even as you tone them by drawing the inner thighs toward each other and then pressing them back toward the wall behind you. Let any tension just melt from your ankles. With your next inhalation, step your right foot forward between your hands, staying on the ball of your left foot, coming to a high lunge, Anjaneya Asana, hands coming to the top of your thigh, then perhaps to the heart. And if you're feeling steady and ready, sweep the arms around and up toward the sky, letting your pinkies press up and your thumbs draw back. Feel the shoulder blades draw down your back. Heads of the shoulders draw away from the ears. And again, fill the space. Fully embrace the shape you've become. As you inhale, reach the fingertips forward and down to earth, exhaling again to Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward dog. Full, beautiful breath in here, finding steadiness. Inhaling the left foot forward between the hands, staying on the ball of the right foot. Anjaneya Asana. Circle sweep those arms, spreading through your collarbones, rooting the tailbone toward earth. So draw that tailbone down as you increase the space between your hip and your armpit. Squaring the hips by isometrically drawing the feet toward each other. Inhale, reach the fingertips forward and down to earth. Exhale, back to Adho Mukha Svanasana. Full breath in and a full breath out. We'll inhale and sweep your right leg toward the sky, coming to our three-legged dog. You can experiment here with squaring the hips toward earth and then peeling them open, perhaps bending that right knee and pulling it behind your body, just curving and curling, creating a new shape. Your heart center is always your guide. That remains constant. One more beautiful breath here. And as you exhale, step that right foot all the way forward between the hands. Lower the left heel to the earth. We'll come first to Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. And we'll just take one breath in here. And as you breathe out, we'll lower our right hand either toward earth or rest your forearm on the top of the right thigh. Sweeping that left arm up and overhead, just letting your bicep graze your ear perhaps, and then drawing your shoulder down your back in Uttanasana. That right hand can either be on the inside or the outside edge of your right knee, but regardless, make sure that your knee is tracking over that right ankle. We don't want it to flop in or flop out. We want some stability. You find that stability in our breath. Always brings us back to our center, back to our core. Now shift your gaze to the floor, to the space right in front of your right big toe. Maybe walk your hands forward. We're going to transition here on our exhalation to Ardha Chandrasana. So we'll shift all of our weight into the right foot. Our left leg extends in the air. Our hips are open. That is, the booty cheeks are stacked. The hips are stacked. Our hips are facing the same direction as our belly, which is left. Hand of your left. Your left hand can come to your left hip or extend high to the sky, stacking your wrist over shoulder, over wrist. Your wingspan is expanding. Feel yourself spreading to fill the space. Now we'll slowly release that left hand to your hip and then down to the earth. We'll make our way to a low lunge. So we'll be on the ball of the left foot. Right sole of the foot is planted firmly on the floor. We'll lower our left knee down to earth. Bring both arms to the inside edge of your right knee. Inhale, lengthen the spine. And as you exhale, begin to lower your heart, your belly toward the earth in lizard. Keep the spine long. Feel the spaces between your vertebra. Feel the spaces between your ribs. As you increase the space between hip and armpit. Now from here, we're going to scooch a little bit closer to your right leg, and we're going to press the right shoulder, the head of the shoulder, into your right calf, all the while growing the spine. So if you like, while you do this, palms are flat on the floor, you can curl that left toe under and lift the left knee off the earth, press and grow. And at the same time, we tone the left leg by pressing the heel back in space. You might even just want to spread your toes a little bit farther apart. Beautiful. Release that knee down to earth and unscooch yourself. So scooch a little bit back to the left. Spread the fingertips wide and make your way back to downward dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Perhaps wiggling the hips. We'll inhale and sweep our left leg high to the sky. Three-legged dog, second side. Again, experiment here with square hips, with open hips. Really pay attention to the shape you are making without judging. And with your next exhale, slowly step that left foot forward between the hands. Release your right heel down to the earth, coming up to Virabhadrasana 2. So the points of your hips are facing the long side of the mat. Beautiful breath in. Exhale to Uttita Parsva Konasana. So releasing that left forearm either to the top of the left thigh or releasing your hand all the way down to earth and sweeping your right arm up overhead, letting your bicep graze your ear and then relaxing the shoulder away from the ear. So there's some space there. The heart is always spinning toward the sky here. We're just finding some openness through the ribs. Gazing down at your left big toe, letting yourself shift, maybe breathing in fully, shifting your weight into the left foot, letting your right foot, your right leg, your right hip forget about gravity as it flies toward the sky. Gently. Hips are open. Right hand can either rest on the hip or extend towards sky, stacking wrist over wrist. Ardha Chandrasana, half moon. We will slowly make our way to a low lunge. Release your right foot to earth, spinning onto the ball of the foot. Squaring those hips toward the front of your mat and then releasing that right knee toward earth. We'll bring our upper body to the inside edge of your left knee. And we'll inhale, lengthening, exhale, release toward earth. Continuing to lengthen the spine. And then scooching toward your left so that your left shoulder hugs your left calf from the back and really press into it as you lengthen your spine, maybe curling the right toes under, pressing back into your heel and lifting the knee off the floor. So we've got all sorts of beautiful contradictions happening. We have some surrendering through the back of the heart as it melts toward earth. We have lots of intention as we press our shoulder forward and press our heel back, lengthening the body. Now find some softness in the space between your eyebrows. Beautiful. Now we'll disengage. We'll release that right knee to earth. Scooch the upper body back toward the right. Press your palms into the earth. Connect with the earth. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. And as you breathe in, lift your right hand up off the floor. And as you exhale, reach back for your left ankle, gazing under your left armpit for twisted downward dog or koala bear. And continue to inhale, lengthen the spine, exhale, deepen the twist, and at the same time, we're pressing both sitting bones back toward the wall behind you. Again, beautiful contradictions. We may play what seem to be contradictory roles in our lives, they are really foils or complements. We need one to fully express the other, just as we do in these postures. Inhale back to center. And as you exhale, twist the other way. Lift the left hand up. Reach for your right ankle. Lengthening on the in-breath, deepening on the out-breath. Koala bear. Let your throat soften. Let your jaw soften. Let your temples soften. And we'll slowly inhale back to center. As you exhale, lower your knees to the earth. Full breath. Lower your elbows to the earth. You can either clasp the hands or keep your palms pressing toward the floor. Take a nice full breath in here. Exhale, your hips high to the sky, coming to dolphin. Breathing in, drop your nose toward the space between your thumbs, or if your hands are clasped, towards your thumbs. Exhale, press the hips back up. Inhale, lower down. Exhale, press back up. Inhale, lower down. And exhale, press back up. Two more just like that. We're preparing to assume a beautiful shape, the feathered peacock, by creating a little heat, a little more strength in the arms, by toning the shoulders and the back, and by stepping into our intention. Now with your next breath out, lower your knees to the earth and let your hips rock back, resting the bum on the heels and the forehead on the floor. Just take in a few breaths here. Now for a Pincha Mayurasana, you can either use the wall or stay where you are. We'll come to all fours, hands and knees. We'll slowly lower the elbows to the earth directly beneath the shoulders. Palms release down to earth. Your thumbs are about 2.5 inches apart. And we'll be rooting down into that space between thumb and forefinger. Inhale, curl the toes. Exhale, let the hips draw high to the sky. Your gaze is between your thumbs. Now you may wish to extend one leg toward the sky. Draw the shoulders down the back, shoulder blades drawing down toward the hips, tops of the shoulders drawing away from the ears. And once that leg is extended, we'll use the leg that's still grounded on earth to do a quick little kick up. So you'll just maybe lift that foot up off the floor with a little push. In the alternative, if you're familiar with donkey kicks, kick up, keep the gaze between the thumbs, shoulders drawing down, legs are active. Maybe Spread the toes, shine out through the balls of the feet. Breathe in here. Now, if it feels right, scoop the tailbone ever so slightly so that we're finding our way to a little bit straighter lower spine, longer lower spine. Beautiful. Coming down as you like. One foot at a time, both feet with control of the belly. Let the knees release to earth and let the hips rock back, resting the bum on the heel and the forehead on the floor. Take a couple of shifts of the hips. And slowly make your way onto your seat, extending the legs straight out in front of you. Pressing your sitting bones into the earth. We'll inhale the arms high to the sky, and as you exhale, draw your heart toward your toes. Let your gaze stay way out in front of the toes. Let the arms shoot for a spot way out in front of the toes in Paschimottanasana. Spine is long here, not rounding. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, tuck the chin ever so slightly so your neck and head become part of that nice long line you're creating. Inhale, lengthen the spine, and as you exhale, press your inner thighs into the earth. We'll inhale and slowly come back up. Placing your hands behind you on the earth, slowly bring your upper body all the way down so you're on your back, drawing your knees toward your chest and rocking from side to side. As it feels right, let your legs extend all the way out onto the floor. Turn the palms to face the sky. Let the eyelids become so heavy. And let the back of the body just melt into the earth. Your breath breathe you for the next few moments. Slowly begin to bring your awareness back into the body. Let your breath deepen. Let a little bit of movement find its way back into your toes and fingers. And let that movement spread toward the larger parts of your body in whatever way feels right for you. Sweeping the arms out to the sides and up overhead and stretching the body as long as possible and drawing the knees again toward the chest and rocking from side to side, rolling to your favorite side and using your arms to make your way back to a nice tall seat. Hands coming to the heart. That is your breath that will always lead you back to your essence, no matter what the moment calls upon you to do, to be. Your essence is always right there, the middle of your heart. We'll conclude our practice by chanting Om one time. Deep breath in and out and in. Om. Thank you so much for sharing your practice, for sharing your yoga, for sharing your essence. I wish you peace on your path. Until we meet again, and always, namaste.